any big developments in the last, 12 hours?
Actually, yes. I've seen you coach at a handful of Celtics games. Do you have any assessment on the big trade the Celtics made last night?
Yeah, really focused on our team. I got my plate full with that.
How's Trevor Bates progressing?
Good. Works hard. Tough kid out there every day. Good off season. He's a grinder.
What does he have going for him? I mean, he was an end at Maine, right? And then was 4-3 end with Indy.
Played some on the line, some off the line. Runs well. Again, tough kid. Shown some, but we played him off the line of scrimmage. So he's shown that versatility. Plays in the kicking game. These are the kind of games that are important for a player like him to have the opportunity to play in, evaluate against other good competition.
Did he have the green dot at one point? And if so, how's he done with that aspect of it?
Yeah, we've given it to all our linebackers just to see how they handle it, just to give them some experience. So if it came up, the first time wouldn't be in a regular season game. So we're allowed to have more in preseason. So we think we've hit most of the guys that would have any outside chance of having it, hopefully.
Just from his small school background, I mean, obviously many examples of players that come from different types of schools, big, small. Like at this point in his progression, he came into the draft in 2016, so it's been a year and a half now. Like, is that well beyond, like, he's no longer, you don't see that, like, that jump is as big for him maybe as it was when he was coming in? I know you didn't have him right when he was coming in, but you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, no, I think he had a good off season. I think last year on the practice squad, he progressed in our system, but you don't make as much progress then because they're running the other team's defenses and so forth. You get into spring and get into training camp, and all we do is what we do. Yesterday was the first day, we've really run another team's plays to speak of. So it's all been our stuff, and, how a player does with our stuff is different than how a player does something off of a written card. So hearing the play, making the adjustment, doing the assignment that comes with the play is different than running what's on the line that's on a card. So it's a lot different than that. So that's been good for him, and that's been a good progression. He hasn't had that with us. Like a lot of our practice squad players, some of the guys that were on the practice squad last year that were there early had the background of the offense or the defense, but some didn't. He would fall into that category.
Bill, I talked to Adam Butler, and he said one of the things that's happened is he lost about 20 pounds, sort of reshaped his body a little bit. How does that affect how you evaluate sort of a new guy when he can do something like that and then sort of do certain different things once he gets here?
Well, again, Adam's a young player. We'll see how it all turns out. He has a good frame. He's tall. He has frame to put on weight. Some of the weight that he had wasn't quality weight. Let's say his weight now is better than what it was. Could it be more? Maybe we'll train and see. But he has a good frame, so wouldn't surprise me to see him add on some quality weight. It's hard to add it during training camp, but once the training progression changes a little bit and, during the season or certainly in the off season, that there would be an opportunity for that to happen. I mean, we'll see how it all goes. Right now we're just competing to make the team and see how all that works out. But he's a young player with a good frame. So guys like that, we have a number of other players I would say that fall into that category. What they are now and probably what they'll look like a year from now in the National Football League is not the same. It's assuming that they work hard and they're in a good program. So,
how much does that change? Have you seen certain guys over the course of their careers or whatever, when they first come into the NFL, if you say, if you do this, lose this amount of weight, and we reframe you or whatever, how much Have you seen that be a benefit to X amount of guys?
Most of them. And most players coming out of college at 21, 22 just aren't physically developed like the 25, 26, 27, 28-year-olds. I mean, they're just not. So it's more common than the other way.
Dwayne Allen called Chris Hogan Mr. Perfect today. Is Chris a player that other guys look to do the right things out in the field?
Sure. Yeah, Chris does a great job. In shape, works hard, puts the team first. Good in the kicking game, blocks, runs after the catch, catches the ball, makes tough catches, smart. There's a lot to like about Chris. I think he's earned everybody's respect just about his day-to-day attitude, performance, physical, mental toughness.
When you guys have been in the system for a year like him, the jumps usually come for younger players, but when a player understands the system a little bit more, do you see a jump from him in the second year sometimes?
Sure. Definitely, he's way ahead of where he was last year. And he's taken on more of a leadership role just because of his experience in the system and the amount of respect that he's earned from his teammates. And you come in when you first get here or get anywhere, you're just trying to establish yourself, figure out what's going on, fit in and all that. He's done that now, it's at a different level. And like when Edelman started, that's where he was, but he's grown into a different... I mean, most players do that. But yeah, I think that's happened for Chris because of his role on the team and in his day-to-day work ethic and attitude and toughness.
Dwayne Allen also talked about himself. He talked about how challenging he's felt the summer has been for him in a good way. And I think he previously had mentioned that he thought he struggled a little bit in the spring. I'm wondering what you've seen from him from the spring to the summer, just in terms of his acclimation and his improvement.
Dwayne's made good progress. Again, there are a lot of things that we couldn't work on in the spring that we've worked on in training camp, particularly inline blocking and pass protection, some of the more physical aspects of his position. And he's improved on those. He's worked hard at them. He's out there every day. He's a dependable player. Gives great effort. Has a good attitude. Very coachable. Tell him to try to do something. He, even though he's been doing it maybe differently at other points in his career in college or in Indianapolis or whatever, he tries to do it the way you ask him to do it. He wants to do it right. Tries very hard to use the techniques that he's asked to use. So, and that there's been a lot of progress.
You talked with Dante today, probably for the first time this season. Just, how important was it to bring him back here? And I guess just how important has he been to this defense over his last 5 years?
Well, he's made a lot of big plays for us. And he's done a lot of different things. So, he's got good leadership on and off the field. He's a very smart player. He's been in a lot of big games, been in a lot of big situations. He's got good demeanor, good even keel, poise, presence. Not too high, not too low, but he's able to make good decisions, have good communication, recognize situations, and help other players around him do that. Or do it with him. So, he's a key player for us.
Well, you talked about Dwayne Allen and teaching him to do something that maybe he's already done, but a little bit differently here. Similar with Rex Burkhead, he has experience in the NFL, but things here are a little bit different. How would you say that those players with NFL experience have adjusted to doing things that fit into this system in New England?
I think they've all tried really hard. Some adjustments are harder than others. If you ask a guy to do 20 things, maybe 5 of them are pretty easy, maybe 5 of them are pretty hard, 10 of them are somewhere in between. But those guys have all tried very hard. Burkhead, Allen, Cooks, guys on the defensive side of the ball, Gilmore, Ely, and so forth, O'Shaughnessy. They've all tried really hard to do that. They've all made a lot of progress, and there's still a ways to go. We haven't gotten into, let's say, some of the higher degree of difficulty things that we'll get during the season, scheme-wise, but right now it's more on the fundamental and that foundation basis, which is critical. And as we move the needle, it's gonna get harder. There'll be some higher degree of difficulty things, but they've shown all the effort and aptitude to address those when they come as well. We just haven't gotten to some of them yet. Quite a few of them, I would say.
Bill Tom today said in a game like the one that's upcoming in Detroit, one of his goals is really just to get the rhythm, feel the rhythm of the game, which sounded like there's not necessarily a certain number of snaps or a certain number of throws that it takes to get there. So I'm wondering, from a coach's perspective, when you're using the quarterbacks, I guess specifically, do you have an idea in mind in terms of how long a guy should be in there, or do you talk to him during the game and kind of get a sense for how he's feeling, and if he feels like, Tom in particular, he's gotten kind of accomplished what he wants to get accomplished?
Well, I think if you talk to Tom, and you talk to a lot of players, most of them would want to play every play of every game. And I'm not really going to go around and take a poll during the game of who wants to do what. I just don't think that's the way to do it. Unless there's a specific reason for it, that's different. But as a general rule, it's hard for me to imagine coaching games like that. So again, in a preseason game, we're trying to balance a lot of things. Veteran players, new players, unit working together, young players, evaluations, trying to work on certain things in our scheme that we want to work on under game conditions. So we try to balance all those and do the best we can with them. Probably don't satisfy 100% any of those goals, but hopefully we can accomplish the majority of some of them or most of them. And that's what we try to do. But there's no way to satisfy every single thing that we would want to get done in the opportunities that we have. It's just, I think it's impossible. But you do the best you can. You get done what you can get done. If you don't get done, you get it some other time or work through it. So, but you have to prioritize what it is you want to do. And I think if you go out there and play all your veteran players in all the preseason games, maybe, arguably, they might be a little more ready for the opener, but you would have missed the opportunity to evaluate a lot of other players that need to be evaluated. So I personally don't think that's the answer in the overall benefit of the team. But there's a balance there. You just try to find that balance.
Your final question. There's a lot of guys who don't know whether or not they're going to make the team and stuff like that. There's a limited amount of opportunities in some of these games to make an impression or a final impression, whatever you want to call it. But how important is it for those guys to not press or feel that extra pressure, knowing that one of those plays could be make a difference?
Right. I mean, it's a good question. It's a fair question. But this is the National Football League, and there's pressure every week. So there's pressure this week. It's going to be pressure in September. It's going to be pressure in October. And it's going to be pressure in November. We're going to be under stress all year, every week. And we're going to be under stress out on the field every week against every opponent. So in the National Football League, that's what you sign up for. If you're looking for vacation weeks and, weeks off where we play some, Division IV team and, all that, that doesn't happen in this league. There's stress every week. So is there stress in training camp? Yeah, there's plenty of it. There's stress on the coaching staff to get the team ready to pick the right players. There's stress on each player to establish his role or make the team or play for playing time or whatever it is. There's stress on everybody. And there's stress on every team. We're not in any different situation than any other team in the league is. And every player on every one of those teams is having the same thoughts that our players are having, I'm sure. One way or the other. Either the guys who think they're on the team are trying to get ready to have a good year. There are a lot of guys that aren't sure whether they're on or they're not or what their role is. And there's a lot of coaches that don't know the answer to that question either. We're trying to figure it out. So there is no right answer at this point. It's still a process. But there's pressure every week in this league. So if it's too much pressure in August, it's probably made too much pressure in November. I mean, this is the world we live in. And you tell me a week in this National Football League when there's not pressure. I don't know when that is. Every week's a tough week. Every week's a good team. Good players, good coaches, work hard, that have a lot of things you got to deal with. And if you don't deal with them, then you're not going to win that week. So that's the NFL. Okay. All right. Thanks. See you in Detroit.